I would like to call the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Ms. Sacona, may I please have a roll call?
Commissioner Clark?
Present.
Commissioner Outlaw Ryan?
Present.
Commissioner Posey? Commissioner Zielinski? Vice Chair Sturman?
Present.
And Chair Harrington?
Present. And I would like to thank...
I'm sorry, and Ms. Commissioner Nichols is excused.
Yes. I'd like to thank and welcome Commissioner Zielinski to the commission. Please join us for a pledge of allegiance. Please silence any electronic devices that you may have. We do have restrooms out the door to the right, and there are blue cards in the back for any call to audience for tonight's meeting. Please fill out the blue cards and give those to Ms. Sacona, our recording secretary. At this time, I would like any members of the public who is allowed to address the commission on any issues not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to Arizona Open Meetings Law, individual commissioners, members of the town staff may review the matters, and the matters may be placed on future agendas or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not take legal action or matters during call to audience. In order to speak during a call to audience, please specify what you're planning on discussing and complete those blue cards. And it looks like we may have one blue card here. All right. I'd like to open call to audience, and looks like, is it Patty Ginsburg? Please come up to the podium. Please announce if you're a resident of Oro Valley, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm Patty Ginsbach. I've lived in Oro Valley since 2009 permanently. I've been coming off and on since 2005, and I love it here. Currently, I am the manager of the Oro Valley store, your CBD store on La Cañada. I've been there 3.5 years. I'm an avid CBD user. And so I'm here today, and thank you for letting me speak. I'm here today because sitting in front of you is a drawing of a sign that I designed. The actual words going on there will be completed once we know we can do this, but that will be completed by the owners of our company. I am just a manager. So what I'm asking this group today, please, this evening, if I could have that sign made, it's all designed, and put in front of my store closer to the street. When we opened your CBD store, this city kindly allowed us to have a sign in front of our store, and they let us have it there all through COVID. I cannot tell you how that helped with our business because you cannot see our store from the street. Those beautiful Palo Verdes, I think they're called. I know evergreens. I'm from Minnesota. The Palo Verdes cover our entire store. You cannot see it from the street, so there's no street exposure. And I spoke to the owner. Tell me when my three are up. I spoke to the owner of the shopping center. There are no spaces on the marquee. He will not help us get a space. He absolutely has given us a no to that. He said, if you want space, you build it. So I asked the owners if I could design the sign. The owners of my company have approved that sign, and I'm here to ask you if I could please put it out in front of my store. If you notice the sign, I got the size there for you, and I did have it designed with wheels. So I can assure you I can take it out every morning. I can bring it in every evening when I close. I open my store at 9:45 in the morning. I close it at 5:30 in the afternoon. I work 5 of the 6 days we're open, and Ron, a wonderful gentleman, takes over on Friday, and I get a day off. So I just wanted you to know I had this sign designed, and checked on the weight to assure you I can wheel it out, I can wheel it back, just every morning and every night. I feel my job as a manager of that store is to help the owners get business in the store. And I cannot tell you how our business has dropped without a sign. There's nothing to see us. Now, I have excellent repeat business once people experience it. Thank you. I appreciate that. So that's why I'm here, to ask your permission to put the sign up. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like staff to reach out to the applicant and see if you could work with her. Thank you.
I'm sorry, that was reach out to the staff and...
Town staff to reach out to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Next we have... We're going to go to agenda item number one.
Please close the call to the audience, if you would, Chair.
I'd like to close call to audience. Ms. Connor, could you read out agenda item number one?
We have council liaison comments.
Since we have council liaison, Vice Mayor Barrett, we'd like to have her with council comments.
Okay, thank you. I'm just going to give the brief update of the planning and zoning related items that we've been hearing from the town council. On 3/15, we approved the community engagement plan, and we had a public hearing regarding the proposed office and drive-through development on the northwest corner of Naranja Drive and La Cañada. And I feel like this requires a little bit more explanation to explain to the commission what happened. So the commission denied the application for the drive-through based upon the traffic concerns. And the applicant chose to separate the application from the drive-through from the rest of it, the grading exception, the site plan, and the conceptual architecture. So they came through earlier with a with the application for... the conditional use permit to be able to have a drive-through coffee shop. And after a lot of discussion that went late at night and many questions being asked, the council approved that based on the fact that it was demonstrated by the staff that it was the same amount of traffic as otherwise zoned on that property. But then the grading exception change, the conceptual site plan, and the conceptual architecture got held on 3/15, and that got continued because there still are concerns about traffic and things. So that we'll be hearing that moving forward. So thank you for your recommendations and input on that. On 4/19, we heard the conditional use permit for Caliber Collision, and we approved that conditional use permit. And we heard the self-storage and RV storage in the Mercado del Rio Commercial Center, and we denied that conditional use permit, primarily based on feeling that it did not comply with the general plan and was in a tier one growth area. So we denied the conditional use permit for self-storage. And upcoming council, we don't have any items currently scheduled that are related. We're in the middle of our budget season. So we're gonna be having our study sessions on the budget coming up. The town manager recommended budget has been put out, and the council will review those along with the Budget and Finance Commission. And you're all certainly welcome to tune in for that, send us emails or thoughts, or provide any input, as well as members of the public. Anyone can provide input on our budget process moving forward. We also just recently approved and completed our strategic leadership plan for the next couple of years, so that will help guide budget and council decisions moving forward. I'd also like to just comment that we made a decision on the hiring of our new town manager, Jeff Wilkins, and we extended a contract to him, which he has accepted. He will begin no later than July 1st, but we don't know yet exactly what his start date will be. We're negotiating, our HR is negotiating with him regarding when he will be joining us in Oro Valley. So we're excited to have him come on board and join the team, and look forward to that moving forward. So those are kind of some other non-planning related big items that the town council has been working on. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. Next, we'll have first agenda item number one, Ms. Ancona.
Review and approval of the March 7th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes.
I move to approve.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any nays or abstentions?
Mr. Chair, anybody on the commission can vote on the minutes, whether you were here or not. You need not abstain.
Okay, that's fine. Then I vote yes. I approve.
Okay. Motion carries 6-0. Thank you. Ms. Konick, have agenda item number two.
Request for Planning and Zoning Commission initiation of a zoning code amendment related to mobile food unit and food truck uses.
Mr. Packer, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Commission. My name is Kyle Packer. I'm a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley here. And my item tonight is in regards to a request for the Planning and Zoning Commission to initiate a code amendment regarding mobile food units and food trucks. Recently, staff received a pre-application for a food truck park, a previously unforeseen use, and the town has no current standards for food truck parks, and the current standards for mobile food units and food trucks do not adequately address their use within such a proposal. With commission approval, staff would begin to review, research, and identify potential code amendments or specific modifications to this section of code. If the commission decides to initiate the request, staff will conduct intensive research and develop potential amendments as appropriate, which will be presented to the commission for recommendation and the town council for consideration. In closing, staff recommends Planning and Zoning Commission initiation of a zoning code amendment to section 25.1b.21, mobile food units or food trucks, to review and potentially update the standards. Additionally, I believe the pre-applicant that shared the proposal with staff is here tonight and may have a bit more to share on the item as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Is the applicant present?
I am. Yeah.
Please come up to the podium. Please tell us if you're an Oro Valley resident and your name, please.
My name is Josh Bassett. I am not currently an Oro Valley resident. We live just in Casas Adobes, just outside of Oro Valley. But we are looking to open a food truck park in Mercado del Rio, Unit 4.
Did you have anything to add or anything to your application? Or?
Oh, okay. Sorry, this is all new to me. So currently you have I think the zoning only allows for four-hour permits for food trucks to park in Oro Valley. So for a food truck park, we plan on having food trucks at the park for breakfast, lunch, and dinner service. So more of a full-time permanent location with different food options and entertainment.
Okay. It's your time.
It's so my time, okay.
Have you had any other questions or anything that you can offer for your application?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to put forth a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I move to initiate a zoning code amendment to section 25.1b.21 to review and potentially update the standards for mobile food units and food trucks.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any nays? Any abstentions? 6-0. All right. Thank you. Ms. Acona, agenda item number 3.
Request for a Planning and Zoning Commission initiation of a zoning code amendment related to the keeping of small farm animals on residentially zoned properties.
Thank you, Chair. Appreciate it. Good evening, Chair, members of the Commission. As you know, my name is Michael Spaeth. I'm a principal planner with the town of Laurel Valley. As Ms. Ancona indicated, our purpose for this item is to consider potential initiation of a code amendment regarding the keeping of small farm animals. Staff recently received a request to potentially pursue that code amendment on residentially zoned properties. Currently, there are only a few zoning districts and uses in town that would permit the keeping of these animals. This section of code has not been evaluated or updated since at least 1981. Staff recommends the commission initiate the request to direct staff to start researching and analyzing a potential code amendment. If it is initiated, staff would develop that potential amendment and present it to commission and council for consideration. The requestee is here tonight as well in attendance and would like to speak as well. That concludes my presentation. Chair Harrington, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spaeth. Do we have an applicant present? And I believe it is it Savannah Randall and Ben Randall? Please come up to the podium. Tell us your name and if you're an Oro Valley resident. And you have 3 minutes.
There we go. Hi, I'm Ben Randall, and my wife and I have been Oro Valley residents for going on 20 years. Our daughter Savannah has a keen interest in raising animals and agriculture. This runs in our family, and I would like to be able to foster that. In looking into the town code, we learned that there are not allowances specifically for that, even though all of the surrounding jurisdictions do have such allowances. Tucson, for example, specifically allows for small farm animals and also has exemptions for those who are active in nonprofit agricultural clubs like 4-H and FFA, which we are interested in becoming members of. So I told Savannah that we would either have to break the rule, change the rule, or move. And so we're here tonight to ask for your help and your support in changing the rule in initiating a code amendment specifically around urban agriculture. Savannah has prepared some information on why this would be great for our community, so I'll turn it over to her.
Hi, my name is Savannah Randall, and I have prepared 25 reasons why. I'll start with the 5 best ones. Number 1, a lot of small farm animals are good for weed and insect control. Number 2, it honors culture and cultural people. 3, it teaches emotional strength and resilience. 4, it aligns with the town motto, "It's in our nature." And 5, it reduces monocrop. But there is 20 other reasons that I'll just really quickly list. It earns money to sell products. It can cheer people up. It makes fresh produce, natural fertilizer, teaches responsibility, brings communities closer together, emotional strength and resilience, kindness, life skills, health education, helps feed the food banks, community health, organic reduced monocrop, I already said that, more opportunity, perseverance and consistency, honors culture, supports cultural people, earth balance, more outdoors and less screens, benefits kids in need, competitive surrounding towns, attracts environmentally responsible citizens, and yeah, it aligns with the town motto.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Savannah, for that presentation. It was very informative. Any commissioners have any questions for Savannah or Randall or for the town? Commissioner Posey.
I would just like to say that I love your rainbow cat journal.
Thank you.
Thanks. It was a recent yard sale find.
No, the journal. Yes.
Oh, the journal. Well, this was a recent yard sale find. You're right.
Commissioner Posey.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know, this is really not a question for you,
you guys, but I was just, I'm not real familiar with farm or ranch districts. How, I was wondering how close they are to, say, an inhabited residential area.
So, Chair Harrington, Commissioner Posey, so for in the zoning code, to have a farm or ranch has a very large minimum lot size requirement to be able to have that as a permitted use. So typically, they are well separated from other residential areas. Of course, you know, keep in mind that things that are allowed on a farm and ranch far exceed what we are potentially going to look at for small farm animals, right? So there is a little bit of a distinction between the two. But currently, those are the only use categories that you could have farm animals.
Okay. Is there any specific footage or to designate how far that would be from an inhabited dwelling?
Chair Harrington, Vice Mayor, Commissioner Posey. So tonight we're just asking if the commission would initiate the amendment. So we will conduct the research and do all of the analysis to try and figure out what appropriate standards might be appropriate.
Thank you.
Commissioner Posey, did I answer your questions fully?
It did. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Clark.
Savannah, good job. It's very nerve-wracking getting up here in front of us. So awesome job. So I did wonder, what was it that you wanted to raise?
You want to speak to that or me? Yeah. Okay. We're primarily interested in raising chickens and goats right now. This was after doing some goat yoga with a cousin of ours. It was when I really started looking into the details of what we're able to keep and not keep. I would like to be able to foster her growth in this area if she shows responsibility with the smaller animals. We love alpacas and maybe some other stuff too. We happen to be zoned R136. We have a 1-acre lot and we don't have an HOA. We realize that HOAs would be able to make their own rules that would potentially negate any allowances that get their way into the code. But we hope that this would be broad enough to encompass people in our lot size and larger and smaller.
Thank you. And I just, for the town staff, pretty sure in like the city of Tucson code is no roosters, so I would hope that would be the same for us.
Is there any further discussion? Do we have a motion on the floor?
Chair Harrington, I'd like to put forth a motion. I move to initiate staff review and future consideration of potential zoning code amendment regarding the keeping of small farm animals.
My second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any nays or abstentions? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Savannah.
Yeah, thank you, Savannah.
All right. Do we have a planning update?
Yes, Chair Harrington, we do. Thank you. We've got two upcoming neighborhood meetings. I think Ms. Ancona sent an email out earlier this week regarding those. The first is for a proposed rezoning and site plan for multifamily residential on the old golf club at Vistoso Clubhouse property, and then one just adjacent to that. That will be happening on May 15th. On May 17th will be the second neighborhood meeting for the general plan amendment and rezoning for the proposed subdivision along Moore Loop, east of Rancho Vistoso, so just behind the Safeway Center there. So for any of you that saw that first meeting, this will be the second one. Next Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in June, we will actually be hearing the public hearing for that same item. Is it anticipated to be on that agenda? And then I also wanted to point out to the commission that the town is launching a survey next week to understand Oro Valley's current and future housing needs. The survey will be available online through the town's website and conducted via telephone throughout May. The West Group Research Group will be conducting the telephone survey should anyone get a call. Response will be part of a larger study to help create housing goals, policies, and actionable plan items in Oro Valley. The results of the survey and housing study will be presented to commission later this year. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
May I ask a question about the last point that was made?
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, being that this is a report, we can't have full discussion on it until it's brought back as an actual discussion item. Under the open meeting law, it's not fully agendized such that we can have discussion on that report.
Okay. The question was whether we can participate as commission members. If I can't talk about that, that's fine.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Thank you. Have a good night.